And I've entitled this sermonette, Choose the Path. It was a few months ago, I was reading somewhere in my Bible, and there was a verse that popped out, and it spoke to me, and it got me thinking about a lot of it and trying to understand what it means. Especially in the context of us living here in this life at this point in time. We'll get to that verse soon, as it is the main point to my message, but I want to set it up a little bit before I get there. What do you think when you think about the Bible? Is it just some ancient text that we look to? Is it fiction? Is it nonfiction? How do you perceive it in your mind? The Bible tells us that it is a living, active document. It is the Word of God. If you turn to Hebrews 4 and verse 12, we find this. It says, Hebrews 4 and verse 12, "For the word of God is living and powerful." It's not dead. It's not just ancient text. But rather, it is to be something that we find to be living by. And it is to be powerful for us. Continuing, "and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and of marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." In the Bible, Jesus Christ is referred to as one of his names, the Logos, the Word. You know, this word here that we find in Hebrews, where it says powerful, is energeres in Greek. And it means effectual, efficient, at work. Meaning that it's active and present in the lives of Christians. The Logos, Jesus Christ, is the one who is in us, living or should be living through us, helping us to use the Spirit to discern between our human nature and the Spirit by which we should be putting into action and as we live our lives. So often we find that the thoughts and intents of the human heart are wicked and ineffective for the work of God. The human condition is laid out by God in Isaiah 55 and 8 and verses 8 and 9, where it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways or your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So this conundrum that we face as human beings, even as Christians, is attempting to learn how to become like God and Jesus Christ. Learning how to use the Bible, the Word of God, effectively in our lives. Learning how to use that power and learning how to grow in use of it as we continue on our journey. There's a few other places where this usage of the word energeres is used, and I want to just quote a few of them. One of them is in James 5 and verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another, pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Again, as we heard earlier, it can also mean effective. The effective, fervent prayer. How effective are our prayers? How righteous are we in terms of God listening to our prayers? By which power and by which strength are we praying? These are all questions that we should be asking ourselves. James tells us that if we are righteous, then our prayers will be effective. Turning to Philemon, we notice Paul's wording here, and it's slightly different, but it conveys the same. Starting in verse 4 of Philemon, he says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Paul is giving a fantastic testimony to Philemon here. He is stating that Philemon's work, it was effective. What he was doing was strengthening everyone around him, not tearing them down, not causing issues, but rather in joy and in love, he was doing every good thing. And how? How was he doing this? Through Christ Jesus, who was in him. That's how. Hopefully, brethren, we see the parallels here. It's not you. It's not me. It is Jesus Christ, living in and through us by the power of his Holy Spirit, working, guiding, and directing our lives, if we let him. And that brings me to the verse that I mentioned earlier. Turning to Jeremiah 6, and starting in verse 16, and we'll read to verse 20, or close to. Jeremiah 6, and verse 16, it states, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. There it is, the verse that's been taking up rent space in my head for months now. When we think about how we are to be living at this present time, especially with the growing unrest, the growing pain and agony that we are all going through, this has to be at the forefront of who we are. Choosing each and every day to be standing at the crossroads and examining and choosing, as we were admonished to do in Hebrews, by using God's Holy Spirit. This verse is an invitation to return or turn to a life of obedience and righteousness and reverence for God. It's an open invitation to see that the pathways of God are faithfulness, godliness, righteousness, and peace, and joy. And they are so often laid out for us as we read the Bible. The next verses in Jeremiah, though, speak to mankind's propensity. And sometimes we fall into that. We cannot think that we can be excluded from this at times. And it says, continuing on, but you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear you nations, you who are witnesses, observe what will happen to them. Hear you earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. What do I care about your incense from Sheba or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. And so, brethren, it is just that. We must choose which path we will walk down each and every day and moment. And the only way to do it is to be conscious about that, consciously making the right choices. Part of that is definitely being in the Bible, reading, understanding, praying, asking God for wisdom and understanding as we live this complicated life. It doesn't have to be complicated if we include God, if we allow Him to lead us, to show us the right path.